Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way, and to the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord gave this morning, and I trust that you're getting up and getting ready to go to the house of the Lord and worship. the Lord our God this morning. I tell you, present your body living sacrifice, and to lift your voice and lift your hands, and most of all to exalt Him in our heart this morning, because He has been so good to us, and we're certainly thankful for all the blessings and benefits that we've enjoyed at His hands, and the tender mercies and the grace that's always been sufficient. But I'll tell you, we love Him this morning because of who He is. He is our great God, the only true and living God this morning. And I'm glad this morning that He has given us a promise to come and to receive us unto Himself, and to take us home one day. This world is coming apart by the seams, getting worse every day, just wickeder. And I tell you, I'm glad I can look up and know my redemption's drawing nigh this morning. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? I'll tell you, you got something to rejoice about. I know it seems like this time of year that some people get depressed and discouraged, and I understand their legitimate reasons this morning. They've got loved ones that are not with us anymore, and people seem to get their bills and all kinds of things and get over extended. But I'll tell you, regardless of all of these other things, I'm glad that God sent a Savior into the world. I'm glad we've got something to rejoice about and something to celebrate, regardless of the circumstances of our life this morning. Remember these in prayer. Remember Pauline Loggins and Mildred Hawkins. Remember this morning Alan Hughes, and also Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett. Remember Betty Simpson. Remember Stella Burnett this morning. Keep praying Brother Cecil Paris this morning. Also Glenda Henderson and Jerry Deering, and also Miss Vicky this morning. Remember LeBron Bradley this morning. Remember, keep praying for Lisa Proctor, also David Rogers and Max Tankerley this morning. Remember the Cantrell family this morning, and Brother Lowell this morning, his family, that God would undertake for all their needs this morning. And I hope this song is a blessing to you this morning. I also want to remind you that tonight at Mountain View Baptist Church is our Christmas play, and it'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. And I want to invite all to come out and be with us in this Christmas play. Hope you enjoy it, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning.
A Savior had been promised to be my sacrifice, one to be my high priest, whom I could talk with day or night. God placed a star in His heavens to lead the shepherds to Him. Then angels came and they proclaimed, He's here in Bethlehem. Place was wondrous grace that began in Bethlehem. Sweet Bethlehem was just the beginning. Redemption was born in that Judean town. And then one night, bowed at an altar, to my heart began, it all began in
Amen. I want to read a few verses this morning out of Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2 this morning. And I want to read verses number 4. The Bible said, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David." And then also in verses number 15, the Bible said, "It came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you for such a wonderful and beautiful day, God, that you've given unto us. And our Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning for your blessed word and for the sweet Holy Ghost of God this morning, Lord. And I do pray you'd fill every heart and every home this morning, God. And wherever your people are gathered together, you'd certainly be in the midst. And how may you draw men unto yourself this morning. May your name be exalted above measure. How may you be high and lifted up this morning, God. I do pray that how you might bring some precious soul into the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. That how they might be born again in the family of God. I pray this morning, Lord, that how you'd rescue those that feel like they're about to go under this morning, God. You'd throw out the lifeline and encourage discouraged hearts this morning, God, that you wrap your loving arms around those this morning, God, that have suffered loss, those, God, that are going through trials and troubles at this hour, God. It feels like the weight of the world is upon their shoulders, I pray. This morning, God, that you'd yoke with them this morning, God, let them yoke up with you bear the load this morning, God. I thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy this morning, God, and most of all for what you promised us. One day after a while, Lord, we'll meet you again be called to heaven. Where you are this morning, I pray this morning, God, that you touch hearts and lives. Lord, this morning, God, that your name be exalted. I thank you for answering prayers. Touch those we made mention of. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen this morning. Now, two times here in the book of Luke, in chapter number 2, the Bible makes reference to the town of Bethlehem. And I want to preach on that thought this morning a little while concerning the little town of Bethlehem. The little town of Bethlehem. How much is said in the scriptures, in songs, and in sermons concerning this town of Bethlehem this morning. around this time of year, the season of Christmas, and so it should be. But had it not been for this great event in the little town, in the city limits, this little town may have been overlooked and forgotten about. I want to tell you, the Bible said that here in the city of Bethlehem, that Mary and Joseph came, and that she brought forth her firstborn son. Amen. Dear friend, there other wonderful events that took place in this little town of Bethlehem. Amen. I'm not trying to take away any glory from the nativity. I'm trying to add to it. Dear friend, Christ did not receive glory from being born in Bethlehem, but rather He gave glory unto Bethlehem because of His birth. The Bible said in Micah chapter 5 and verse number 2, Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be least among thy brethren, from you shall come forth he that shall be, thank God, ruler in Israel. Dear friend, listen, Bethlehem, dear friend, this morning was least, dear friend, low, dear friend, maybe not in population, maybe not in square miles, but in recognition this morning. But God chose the base things to bring down the lofty. He chose the weak things to bring down the strong. He chose the simple things to confound the wise. And now we know this morning that Bethlehem means the house of bread. Isn't it fitting that the bread of life should come forth of the house of bread? Amen. It's also called the city of David. Dear friend, it was where David was born. Dear friend, bestowing he who was called the son of David to sit upon the throne of David, had to be born in Bethlehem. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, this is not coincidental. It was God's divine plan from the very beginning. And now there's five major events that took place that's recorded in the city of Bethlehem, in this little town of Bethlehem. All of them correspond or say something about the relationship between the Savior and His servants this morning. Amen. So let me say, first of all, we find there was an alliance in Bethlehem. You'll find this in the book of Ruth. The Bible said there's a marriage, a coronation, a consummation that took place. Thank God there's a wedding in Bethlehem between a Jewish man and a Gentile woman. Thank God, overshadowing or foreshadowing another wedding that would take place from another Jewish man and a Gentile bride. I thank God this morning. We find there in Bethlehem there was a regretful loss. Naomi and Elimelech left the house of bread, journeyed in the land of Moab, and there she lost her husband and her two sons and one daughter-in-law. But the Bible said she heard that God had blessed her people with bread again. I'm glad there's still good news coming out of Bethlehem. Woo! Hallelujah. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said there was a rejoicing love when Naomi came back with Ruth. The Bible said she went on Boaz's field and began to glean in that field. You know the story of the wealthy near kinsman who fell head over heels in love for a stranger that was gleaning in his field, who had nothing to offer him but herself. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, the same kind of condition you and I were in this morning when God sent His own Son into this world in the little town of Bethlehem. Amen. We find a rejuvenated life. Naomi said, "Call me Mara, for the Lord has dealt barely with me." But in the end, she was holding a newborn child. Her inheritance was restored. Her voice.
void was filled. Her joy was made complete. There in the little town of Bethlehem. I thank God this morning for Bethlehem. There was an alliance that took place this morning. Then also may I say, in the little town of Bethlehem, there was an anointing that took place. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible said that God spoke unto Samuel the prophet to go down to the little town of Bethlehem and there anoint the next king of Israel, a man after God's own heart. I thank God that all of Jesse's children have passed before Samuel, and no one ever thought to call little David out in the pasture watching over the flock. But thank God, Samuel said, call him, for he is the one God has chosen. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And there in Bethlehem, I thank God, Samuel anointed David as king. And one day, thank God, we'll crown Christ, the one that came out of Bethlehem, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory and the King of all ages, he whose kingdom has no end. I thank God this morning, David, at Ephraim, was chosen last. He was the youngest of eight boys. At Ephraim, no one thought to call him. I'd seen no kingly qualities in that little ruddy haired boy. But thank God this morning, God had a plan. Amen. And the world may not have thought much about that babe, born in Bethlehem, in a stable, laid in a manger. At Ephraim, they born to poor parents this morning, but God had a plan. Woo! Hallelujah. God had a plan that man could not see on the outside. At Ephraim, David was the least. He wasn't the oldest. He wasn't the strongest. He wasn't the wisest. At Ephraim this morning, but he was God's choice. Amen. And when Christ came into the world, there was nothing comely about him this morning that we should desire him. Amen. At Ephraim, but God chose him. At Ephraim, not born in a palace. At Ephraim, but born in a Bethlehem. Bethlehem in a stable. Amen. He was the Lord's choice. Thank God this morning in that little town of Bethlehem. God brought forth a Savior. God brought forth a King. And dear friend, God brought forth the Lord of Lords. In that little town of Bethlehem, there was an anointing that took place when David was called forth to be king. He who would be a forerunner and a foreshadower of him that would take the throne. Thank God, sometime in the future, God's appointed a time. Dear friend, this morning Jesus said to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit upon or sit with me upon my throne, even as I have overcome and sat down on my Father's throne. Amen. There is yet a future throne for the King of Kings. That came out of Bethlehem this morning. I want to say, thirdly, there wasn't a thirst in Bethlehem. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, a few years later, after David had been anointed king, he was in the battle with the Philistines and cut off from the city of Bethlehem. And David made the comment, oh, that I had to drink from the well at Bethlehem. David knew the waters was sweet. Amen. There's nothing that tastes like the waters of home. Amen. You know the story there. How that three of his men of courage and three of his greatest warriors broke through the lines to get David a drink out of the well. That was at Bethlehem. Amen. Dear friend, I want to tell you, there's an earnest thirst. Dear friend, once you've tasted Christ, is. There's nothing else that'll ever satisfy you. There's nothing as sweet. There's nothing that quenches. Dear friend, I'm telling you, David had been away from Bethlehem a long time. But he knew that the waters were sweet. Thank God, inside the gate. And friend, you may have been away from Christ a long time. But I'm telling you, you know deep down inside, there's nothing like serving God. There's nothing like giving your life to Him. Dear friend, there's nothing like them old songs of Zion and the blessed word of God to comfort and soothe your soul and to quench your thirst this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I want to say it was impeded. The Bible said that well was surrounded by enemies, guarded by the Philistines. Satan will do all that he can to keep you from drawing water from the well of salvation. He'll do anything to hinder you. He'll do anything to keep you drinking what the world offers. Dear friend, but Jesus said, if you'll just drink this water that I give you, you'll never thirst again. Amen. That means you'll never want anything else outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll be sufficient. He'll be enough this morning. Amen. These loyal men heard David's request and broke through the lines. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, if you've got a desire, dear friend, God will give you the victory. Dear friend, it's available for you this morning. Don't you remember those sweet waters that you tasted where you first began? Amen. And David remembered growing up in Bethlehem. He remembered drinking from that well at Bethlehem. And I'm telling you this morning, if you'll just remember back when you first got saved, how sweet the water was, how good that God was. Woo! Hallelujah this morning. Dear friend, it may have been a long time, but it's still available to you this morning. And you still can have it if you want it. God will help you break through the lines and get to the sweet waters in the well of Bethlehem. I want to say there was an affliction in Bethlehem. You'll find this account in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 16 and 17. The Bible talks about how Herod, when he had heard that there was a king born in Bethlehem, sent the executioners down through the streets and murdered all the male children 2 years old and over. Amen. In fact, blood running the streets. It was prophesied in Genesis 35 that Rachel would weep for her children, dear friend, that would be slain in the little town of Bethlehem. Amen. I want to tell you, serving Christ is not always an easy road. There's times of distress and times of trouble and times of sorrows. Dear friend, it's not a means, but it's an end. Dear friend, that counts this morning. And I'm telling you, there's going to be troubles. The Bible talks about Rachel's fate. Amen. It's interesting that Rachel, Jacob's chosen wife, died in the city of Bethlehem. Amen. Rachel would weep for her children because of the slaughter. Amen. Dear friend, I think about the ruler's fury in Bethlehem. Old Herod, and though he was mocked to the wise men, and he sent executioners to slay. Dear friend, it's a remnant of Egypt. Dear friend, this morning, every time there's a crisis, God raises up a child. Dear friend, and every time they get close to deliverance, the devil goes to killing babies. Amen. Dear friend, when God was ready to send a deliverer down in the land of Egypt, dear friend, by the means of Moses, dear friend, I'm telling you, the Pharaoh has started throwing the babies in the Nile River. Amen. Killing babies. And when God sent his son into this world to deliver us from our sins, dear friend, Herod started murdering babies. And I think this morning, as God is getting ready, we're standing on the threshold of the rapture of the church, and God's about to deliver us. You know what they're doing. They're still killing babies, murdering abortionists by the millions. I believe it's the height of sin to heaven this morning. Amen. God, thank God, sent a warning unto Joseph and told him to flee from Bethlehem and go down into Egypt. And dear friend, to those that sought the baby's life were dead. Amen. I'm glad God's always got an escape route. Amen. And then let me say one last thing this morning. Before time runs out, there was an atonement that come out of Bethlehem. Here in the passage I read unto you, Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem. Amen. As such a king, such a potentate, as such a royal highness, would be born in a palace or an ivory tower. But God demonstrate his divine wisdom. Amen. For in a stable in a worn horse town came forth his son, a savior. Amen. It's a hometown call. Amen. It's interesting that they posed a question unto the Lord Jesus Christ about taxes, because it was the means of taxes that got Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, where Jesus could be born. Amen. Dear friend, he is a holy child, born and laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. Serenaded by the yard animals and the holy angels. Amen. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, the Bible talks about there in Matthew chapter 1, some 39 times the word beget is used till it gets down to Joseph. And the Bible said Joseph, the husband of Mary, who was born Jesus. Amen. I'm glad that Jesus had no blood from Joseph in him. Dear friend, but it was of the Holy Ghost. Thank God, a perfect Lamb of God. That's where lambs are born, in the stables. The holy choir of heaven. Thank God, serenaded, singing praises. Dear friend, for the gift of God upon Christmas Day. Amen. And then finally, the cross. Dear friend, Jesus said, for this cause came I into the world, and to this end was I born. Amen. Our children are born. Dear friend, we have much anticipation and enthusiasm over what they'll become and what they'll do in this life. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, Jesus came into the world for one reason, and that was to set his face like a flint and to go to Jerusalem and to die on the cross for my sins and your sins. Thank God for Bethlehem, where the King of Glory came into this world. Thank God this morning for Bethlehem, where the Son of God was born upon this earth. Dear friend, I'm glad for that little town of Bethlehem this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.